The Green New Deal is a wish list of left-wing government fantasies, including many that have nothing to do with environmental protection. So says senior columnist Rick Newman at Yahoo Finance. Rick, explain.
Well, Trump described the so-called Green New Deal as akin to a bad high school paper. And I actually think he's right about that. I've read the Green New Deal. I think anybody who's interested in this topic should read it. It's getting a lot of attention. And basically what the Green New Deal says is there should be a massive government effort to fund research into all kinds of alternative energy sources. And more than that, we should also have universal health care paid for by the government. We should have job security financed by the government, and every American should have access to the outdoors. There are about 30 other things in there, because it's really just a grab bag of leftist ideas that strays pretty far from its actual intent when you look at the thing in its entirety. I mean, look, this is supposed to be an effort to address global warming, which is undoubtedly a real thing that requires action. But this legislation would do that and so many other things, and it would probably cost trillions of dollars. I mean, there's no effort to say here's how much it would all cost or here's where the money would come from. But we know that universal health care alone, single-payer health care, costs something like $3 trillion a year, and that's just an afterthought in this deal. So I think by trying to be everything to the left wing of the Democratic Party, it ends up being absolutely nothing at all.
You said the Green New Deal ought to be as quickly forgotten as a quickly forgotten freshman mistake, but it won't be. How come?
Because it's getting a lot of co-sponsors in both the House and the Senate. It has now sort of become the centerpiece of Democratic discussion on what to do about climate change. And I think this is a giant mistake. I think this actually could even harm the effort to address climate change, because it just completely overlooks, for starters, what might be some practical and doable steps based on, work that's already been done. I mean, and I'll give you a couple examples of that. So everybody knows that when he became president, President Trump withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement. That's dozens of countries all agreeing to find new ways to do something about global warming and about climate change. Well, there's no mention of that in the Green New Deal. And it seems like if you're serious about addressing climate change, the very first thing you would do is say, let's rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. Here's another example. One proven way to reduce pollution and everything associated with it, which includes greenhouse gases, is to institute carbon taxes. This is not a leftist idea at all. It's actually a centrist idea. It actually started with some conservatives 20 or 30 years ago who said, how can we create market incentives to reduce pollution in the most efficient and cheapest way possible, and came with this idea of carbon taxes. This actually has worked when it's been used regionally. It has worked in Europe where some governments use it. And you know, there's buy-in. The center-left agrees on this, the center-right agrees on this, and yet no mention of carbon taxes, which is probably the most immediate doable thing we could do to address climate change. Instead, you just get all this rhetoric about how taxpayers should fund some new cut types of energy that don't exist yet, and we should just completely shut down the fossil fuel industry within 10 years. I mean, it's completely unrealistic, which means we're just going to be chasing at rainbows here.
We're speaking with Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. He's written a piece entitled Trump is Right About the Green New Deal. What does the president do with this politically, by the way, besides serve it up like some fungo ball?
Well, he uses it to bash Democrats. He tries to smear the entire party and everybody who might be a potential presidential candidate running against him with the work of this one brand new member of Congress who isn't even old enough to run for president, by the way. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of course, AOC, who drafted this. But, you know, she got a Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts. He's been there. He's been in Congress for decades. She got him to co-sponsor it. And there are already dozens of senators and representatives, Democrats, all of them, who are co-sponsoring this.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance.